Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Howard Beck, who we've had on a lot. He's with SI. He's an NBA writer. He's got a podcast as well, co-host of The Crossover. We got a lot of things to hit, and Howard's with us here on the show. Howard, how you doing today?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well, buddy. Thanks for hopping
in. Yeah, well, you're good, man. Howard, you know, one of the things that I think is becoming important, or at least we think it's important, is home court. And the 76ers want to run 8 games in a row. They've been, I don't say bad, but they've lost 2. And how important is it this year for a home court? Or is it? Especially because that potential alternative is the Brooklyn Nets, who haven't quite played together yet. What's the importance here of getting the home court and finishing number one?
It's hard to say because, one, the home court hasn't mattered at all in this regular season. Like, mm-hmm. it is the least effective home court or the least influential home court advantage in the history of the league, I believe, based on the stats of you know, home team winning percentage. But that's going to keep changing because, as we've seen in recent months, as the pandemic has improved, as the numbers have improved, and certainly now as vaccinations are going at a very quick rate, it's places are reopening. And I don't know when we're going to get to 100% capacity in arenas in the NBA and for the playoffs, but I feel like it's on the horizon. And so at the moment, and for most of the season, I've said, I don't think where you finish matters. Who cares where you're playing a potential game 7, you know, and the great teams can win on the road anyway. But we do have this big unknown. The home court advantage might actually return at some point. That's in some round. So it might not matter in the first round, but by the conference finals or the finals, if we're back to 100% capacity in arenas potentially,
yeah,
it might matter.
And, you know, it's amazing, too, because there's been so many storylines this year. We focus so much on Philly and Embiid's pursuit of an MVP and a championship. The Nets, their whole deal with the revolving door of superstars, all three playing tonight, by the way, if you weren't sure about that out there listening. LeBron and AD's injuries and everything going on in the West. We've kind of glossed over, in large part, the Milwaukee Bucks, which is interesting because they've got the defending 2-time MVP, DPOY. A coach who's won a lot of games, but could be on the hot seat. And they're playing well, and they've won 7 of 8. But, I mean, Howard, their defense is horrendous. I mean, they got lit up last night by T.J. McConnell. No, they won, but T.J. McConnell, Dougie McDermott, I mean, they lit them up. They gave up 133 to the Rockets recently, 125 to the Spurs. They're trying to outgun you. That's not going to work in the playoffs too deeply. What is your take? What is your expectation for the Bucks the next couple of months here? What's going to happen?
You know, I know, you know, recent results, as you've just pointed out, aren't as good. But I think for the season, I'll look it up while we're talking. I think for the season, they're still top 10 in both offensive and defensive efficiency, which I think they're the only one of those top 3 teams in the East that can say that. So, and we know that the Bucks fundamentally, that is a team that is steeped in defense. Their coach is steeped in defense. You know, as you point out, Giannis has been Defensive Player of the Year. They've got that in their DNA, and, you know, their biggest addition of the season, of course, or the two biggest additions, are both guys who are known for their defense, and Drew Holiday and PJ Tucker. So when it comes down to it, when it matters, I'm not worried about the Bucks being able to defend. I'd probably be more worried about whether or not they're going to run into the same problems they always have offensively, which is mm-hmm. that if Giannis is not going to shoot or is not going to shoot effectively, and you're just going to wall him off and cut off all of his driving lanes, then does that stifle them offensively? Now, again, Jrue Holiday can help in that regard a little bit. P.J. Tucker with his, you know, his three-point shooting, especially from the corners, helps a little bit. But, you know, it's the East is so fascinating that way because, you know, the Nets are, you know, could be an offensive dynamo, but they don't defend at all.
Yeah.
The Sixers are pretty strong at both sides, but Embiid is not your typical shot creator. You've got to get others to get him the ball. And Ben Simmons isn't going to shoot. And so who are you going to in crunch time, especially if they start double-teaming Embiid or trying to deny him the ball? Does it become the Tobias Harris show? So that's why the Nets or why the East is so fascinating, because between those three teams, there's just no – I don't think there's a clear favorite. And by the way, I think it's actually four teams. I think the Miami Heat are still in this conversation.
I don't disagree.
Interesting, because I was getting ready to ask that question. By the way, you were right, Howard. Milwaukee is 10th in defensive efficiency and 5th. In offensive efficiency, the 76ers are second in defensive efficiency, but 13th in offensive, as we can imagine. And you mentioned, you know, the Miami Heat being a part of this. My next question was going to be, all right, we know Philly, we know Brooklyn, we know Milwaukee because they've been there. Miami surprised us last year and got to the finals in that bubble down in Orlando, but they haven't acquitted themselves very consistently over the course of this season. Who else other than them maybe is in this conversation, or is it just the top three and maybe Miami?
I think it's the top three plus Miami. And, you know, there's some teams that are on the rise but don't have the same, you know, like, you know, the Knicks, the Hawks, these other teams, they just don't have the playoff experience yet. And generally speaking in the NBA, that matters. Who knows? I mean, a lot of things that we took as conventional wisdom over the last couple of years have kind of fallen by the wayside. So, you know, the Heat shouldn't have made it to the finals last year either based on, you know, the usual conventional wisdom. But I would just say that when it comes to the Heat, you know, look, they're young guys who had such a magical run last year, Tyler Hero, Duncan mm-hmm. Robinson, Kendrick Nunn, like they all slipped a little bit, but the Heat have been one of the best teams in the league since the All-Star break. They are by record, I think tied for 10th since the All-Star break. So not, you know, not dominant, but they've been really solid. The Heat season would be different if not for Jimmy Butler going down for a couple of weeks in January, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's one of those teams, and there's a lot of this around the NBA this season where certain teams were just irreparably thrown off course by COVID or by postponements. You know, the Wizards lost 2 weeks of games and practices and everything. So, like, everything is just kind of strange. It's kind of hard to judge. But, you know, the Heat, since Jimmy Butler returned, have been, you know, good to sometimes great. And you know that they're a really gritty team. You know that they're going to play their butts off. They're going to defend the heck out of you. And you know that Jimmy Butler is just a baller and a big-time player in the clutch. So yeah, they've got the ability. And none of those teams atop the East are bulletproof. As great as the Nets' three stars are, mm-hmm. they've barely played together. And that team doesn't play defense. So, nope. You know, is there a route for the Heat? I think so.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Talking to Howard Beck from SI, NBA writer, also as the podcast co-host of the Crossover. How's LeBron?
I don't know. we'll see soon, I think.
Hopefully, maybe.
I mean, you know, among the other oddities, right? You know, here you have the two defending conference champions, you know, the Heat with an underachieving season, another underachieving season. Maybe it's not coincidental. Maybe it's, you know, also the fact that they had the shortest turnarounds from last season. And, you know, LeBron is still trying to get healthy. Anthony Davis is looking like himself again. Dennis Schroeder, you know, has now missed all this time with COVID. And the Lakers have had to integrate Andre Drummond, and he and LeBron have barely played together. So, you know, every single team that you could put in a conversation as a contender of some sort based on their personnel, based on their DNA, based on their record, based on whatever, every single one of them you look at and you say, but there's just caveats to everyone, which on the plus side, means we're going into the playoffs with, I think, a lot of just suspense because there really is no clear favorite.
Yeah, and do you think that, I mean, does it make sense for the Lakers to want to be in six? Because if they're in six, they obviously face the Clippers, right? They stay at seven or even eight, it's a different scenario. You know, probably don't want to face the Jazz, but if you stay at seven, it's the Suns, which seems like a better matchup. You know what I mean? Like, is there a thought process that maybe the Lakers are okay in this play-in scenario? We've debated this a lot over the last couple of weeks, and they find themselves, I mean, with a chance still because Portland lost yesterday. But, I mean, do you think they want to kind of be down there?
I don't think they want to be in the play-in. I think, you know, the thing with the play-in is, and this is what I like about it, frankly, there's just a lot more volatility to it. You know, you have one bad day. You have, you know, somebody gets in foul trouble. You know, a couple calls go the wrong way. So, you know, the wrong guy turns his ankle. You lose a game. And even, you know, if you're in the 7-8 range, okay, you lose one game, you still get to play one more game against the 9-10 winner. But, all right, what if that one bad game became two bad games and now you're out?
Yeah.
So, no, I just, you know, does a team with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, even after all the time they've missed, even if LeBron is not at 100%, should they worry about having to win a game to make the play-in? Probably not, but you just don't want to leave things to chance. I mean, we see things happen in this league that you just, you know, it's just happenstance, and it throws teams off. You don't want to take that risk. So, no, I think the Lakers would much rather be sixth.
Yeah. Howard, leave us with this. We're talking to Howard Beck from SI. So all the eyes will be on the championship pursuit, obviously, and then the attention will be diverted to, all right, who is the next, you know, superstar who wants out? Who begins to plant seeds within the organization that they are currently employed by, and whether, you know, the agent, the overtures, we're not going to resign, we're not happy. Who is that player that is looking to relocate?
If you'd asked me a month ago, 2 months ago, I would have said it's finally Bradley Beal. You know, the rumblings around him, or the speculation, I should say, has been there for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And there were people in the league who thought this is the summer where he'll finally, you know, ask out after years of saying, no, I want to stick it out here. But they've rallied so well, and he seems to have formed such a great partnership with Westbrook that I kind of wonder now, like, you know, like is he going to instead extend this summer, which he's eligible to do? I don't know. Like, personally, I still don't see a path to contention for the Wizards.
No, there's no path. No, yeah. Not with
Russ,
Westbrook.
Russ is on
there's
the wrong
not.
Side of 30.
Yeah.
Russ is on the wrong side of 30. He's not on Beal's timeline.
No.
And so I still feel that, you know, reasonably, but, you know, listen, it's not what's reasonable to me. It's what's reasonable to Bradley Beal and what
True.
He thinks he needs out of his career. If he decides that he looks at across, you know, the roster and across the NBA and says, I can't win a championship here, but I think I can somewhere else, then, you know, you drop the whole, you know, loyalty thing and wanting to win here. Like, you drop it. Harden did it. Harden said he was never going to leave Houston, and lo and behold, you know, so I still think Beal is probably the most likely. Some of the guys that people had speculated about, like Carl Anthony Towns, has still got years left on that deal. He's not in a position to do it. There's no other, I don't think.
What about Howard, what about Lillard?
The thing is, the Trailblazers, it's not like they've been floundering, right? Like, the Trailblazers are not the Washington Wizards.
Yeah,
I get it.
In the playoffs every year, they have made deep runs. They've had big moments. I mean, it doesn't mean that he couldn't still wake up one day and say, this isn't working in terms of you know, the ability to actually win a championship, and especially in this conference. But, you know, like, there's a guy who's been extremely loyal and has always made it really clear, like, I have no desire to go anywhere else. And the Blazers, you know, if you want to say, well, they haven't done enough because he hasn't gotten to the finals or won a championship, okay, but that's a really high bar. That will be a lot of players over the course of NBA history. Mm-hmm. It's not the same, again, as the Wizards who, you know, or say the Pelicans when they had Anthony Davis, where it was like, well, of course he wants to leave. They haven't been able to, you know, even consistently be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's not the case for Damian Lillard. It's not the case for the Trailblazers. They've done a pretty good job. I mean, we can fault certain decisions. We can say that overall it hasn't worked well enough. We could say that maybe they should have already broken up the Lillard-McCollum backcourt, because having two undersized scoring guards is not the best
yes,
way to defend.
You can say that.
But Yeah, and maybe that's what happens. Maybe this is the off season where that finally happens, and they decide to flip McCollum for something else.
Interesting, very good stuff. It's a lot to let marinate and think about. We'll be following Howard Beck. SI covers the NBA podcast, the crossover as well. Enjoy the weekend. I'm sure we'll chat during the playoffs. Thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great weekend, man.
Appreciate it, fellas. You too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.